Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very glad you're here. I'm thankful to have you as part of my world, as you have been now for over 12 years, and somebody else who's almost can say that they've been with me that long is our good friend Joanna Brandy. Joanna joined me in January of 1998. She's beyond an original member of the Brain Crush, because I didn't even really start developing the Brain Trust until something like April, I think, of 98, when I guess you could say I was building it, but I hadn't thought about it being a Brain Trust until later in the year. So she's really even pre-original, and she is an original, folks. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I love being called a pre-original.
Yeah, how about that?
Somewhere up with the ancient.
Isn't that nicer than saying, you know, old friend or something like that? See, when you've been married as long as I have, You learn how to say these things to get your point across without getting slapped or something, you know.
I see. Well, you know, using the right language is very, very important. You hear me talk about that all the time.
Exactly. No question about it. Folks, Joanna is one of the top branding customer care experts on the planet. She's the author of Winning at Customer Attention, also 54 Ways to Stay Positive, among other books and among other things that she has created to help you and me love up our customers and make them be people that you can't run off. Joanna, one of the ways that you do that is by helping people appreciate relationships.
Absolutely.
And not only teaching businesses how to appreciate relationships with their customers, which to me is unfathomable. I mean, why should we have to teach businesses how to do that? That is something I've never understood. Nobody had to teach me how to be grateful for customers, but apparently that has to be done these days. But also how to get customers to the point where they're grateful for us.
That's the hat trick. And it all has to do with understanding emotion. It all has to do with understanding that, you know, customers don't just have the physical, business, rational, tangible needs of doing business with us. Underneath that, you know, they have those human needs. And William James, the great American philosopher, said that the deepest human need is the need for appreciation.
Yeah.
And if you think about that, in any relationship you're in, what you long to hear is someone to say, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here for me. For being who you are.
Yeah. And you know, Joanna, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about over the years, over quite a few years now, and writing about this, is what I think is the key to this whole thing. And I agree with you about the emotions. I had a professor in college who didn't like to say, he didn't like it when people said, how do you feel about something? Because he said, I want to know what you think about it. But in the marketplace, feelings are important. Mm-hmm. And so I think what I like to talk about is how we get people to talk about not what they need, because what they need, they're not going to give you. If you satisfy what they need, you're not going to get any credit for that, because that's baseline threshold stuff.
Yeah.
What they're going to give you credit for is if you determine what they want.
Exactly.
Because humans are the only species of animal that wants things.
Well, we can think ahead.
We're self-aware. We're sentient beings, and we can want things. And see, when you give people what they want, which is anywhere from a little bit more to everything, that's the real estate where you will make your margins.
Absolutely.
And where you make get people to come back, isn't it?
Well, and I think that comes from listening real carefully. And to your point about why do we have to teach people to appreciate the relationships they have, where we don't stop to listen. You know, we may hear something, and you know, hearing comes from the ears, but listening really comes from the heart and from the desire to want to understand more. But we're in this hurry up, let's get more of them kind of world, and small businesses tend to be different. Most of us appreciate our clients.
Right.
Most of us take time to tell our clients that we appreciate them, but as the business grows larger and more people are involved.
Other
people are touching our customers, and we start setting sales goals, and we don't... You notice, let's go back to where we started with language. We set sales goals. We don't necessarily set relationship goals. We don't set emotional goals. We don't set appreciation goals. We set sales goals, and that sale is usually... It needs to be in by the end of the quarter, and so we're not necessarily respectful of what the customer's time schedule
right.
is. We want to make that sale, even listen to the phrase, close that sale, rather than the door to really understanding what our customers need and want in the future so we can be. Want that the customers haven't yet realized they want.
Say that again.
I'll put it in the form of a question. What do you know that your customers want that your customers don't yet know that they want?
Mm-hmm.
And when people really sit with that, and it usually
when you get your customers that well.
Uh-huh.
Then you've really accomplished something, and you can do that. And I'll tell you something. I know people who are doing what you just said.
Well, it's anticipating what your customer wants.
But it's also there's some mechanical to this too. It's also keeping records
of dates
and what people like and keeping up with that sort of thing and remembering. How about just remembering their name?
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously. This doesn't have to be some big dramatic. It could be some small thing.
And the small things add up.
Yeah, I mean, like if I go to a restaurant where people know me, and the lady shows up and hands me what she knew I was going to order to drink, then even if I hadn't thought about what I was going to drink yet, she's already got there. Where am I? You think I'm going to go somewhere else?
Exactly. And sometimes it's very simple. I had dinner with a friend recently at Seasons 52, which is a lovely restaurant.
Wonderful place.
Yeah, it changes its menu 4 times a year with the... Very lovely.
Yep.
We here in Florida have to make a reservation. We made a reservation. And what was interesting, and you don't see happen in many places and very to do, is as we came in, the gentleman I was with, his name was Mr. Gordon, and they said, "Good evening, Mr. Gordon. How are you?" We
yep.
sat down, and every single time that someone came over to speak to us, they used his name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and they know black pair of pants, and they handed me they offered me a black.
Oh pattern, yeah,
so the
yeah.
white. Oh,
I hate it when I get white on my black
yeah.
pants. Hey, stand by, Joanne. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. We're very grateful for our relationship with Joanna Brandy. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for going there. Thank you for absorbing whatever you have, whatever you need there. We have lots of stuff you can absorb through osmosis or otherwise. At smallbusinessadvocate.com, things you can listen to, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, and we got lots, and we got thousands, literally. Of things you can do anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes or anywhere in between. And Joanna Brandy, nobody has got more evidence of her smartness, of her wisdom, of her experience on our website than she does. So if you'll find her, you'll find a lot of really good stuff, especially how to take care of customers, how to love our customers, and how to do it with aplomb. That's one of the things, Joanna, you've taught us, is how to do this while making it look like we're having a good time.
Well, now. What we're really trying to create is that positive experience
right.
by understanding more about what makes you positive, what puts you in a positive mood. It's easier to pass it on to the customer. I went into the gym last
week. Hold on, Joanna.
Yeah.
We need to tell the audience how they can find you.
Oh, and that's customercarecoach.com.
All right. Customercarecoach.com. They can find your books there.
They can.
And all the other stuff she does there, folks. So check that out. All right, now, go ahead.
Well, I walked into the last night, and I walked in behind a woman that had a t-shirt on.
pressure, huh? No pressure.
But that's really what we need to be thinking about, because emotions are, in fact, contagious. It's now been proven. We are all this stuff. You know, I study positive psychology for the past 6 years. I love it, I love it, I love it, because every week somebody, somewhere, is coming out with some new evidence about how important positive emotion is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if we don't know how to create positive emotion with ourselves, how the heck are we going to go out and create it with the customers? And in reality, that's really what it's about. How does every one of those little moments of truth, and every one of those interactions is a moment of truth with the customer, how does each and every one of those moments of truth leave a positive impression on the customer?
I haven't studied this the way you have. I feel like I've gotten some of the pearls that you've gleaned by talking to you all these times. But I still think there's something that I thought about years and years ago. I still one of the people is to learn how to rise above double barrel blast of it right now.
Yeah.
Right now. And how many times do you call somebody and you can't tell them why you call them because you got to hear for 5 minutes some of their drama?
Yeah.
You know, and so folks, we've all got drama in our lives. We've all got drama in our businesses. Your customers don't want to hear any of that. You got to rise above that and be in the moment with the customer, don't you, Joanna?
You do. And you know, it's simple. I use the sound of a ringing phone. You know, we all remember the Pavlov's dogs experiments,
right.
You know, use some sort of behavioral trigger. When the phone rings, drop what you're doing. Inhale deeply, you know, take a great big deep breath, clear everything out of your system before you pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And then when you pick up the phone, you're present with the caller. Now, these things, it's very funny. You know, I do a lot of work with small to mid-sized businesses and with CEOs. I travel around the country and I talk to them. And the one point I make after talking to them for 3 hours is I said, I want you to go over every single note that you made here today, and I want you to notice how many of them are free.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost every teach, a couple of things I teach about spending a little money and here or there, making an investment in the relationship. But the reality is almost all of what I teach is completely the only thing it costs you is your attention to it and you're breaking your old bad habits and creating new good habits.
Right.
Which we're all working on every day of our lives.
Exactly.
To jump in there and say that. It's very simple, but it's not easy to do.
No, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, This thing about rising above this and focusing on the people in front of you, you know, when you can learn how to do that, when you can, you know, there's remember the movie show All That Jazz with what was the guy's name, Scheider, Rob Scheider, was that? Well, no, not
no,
not
no,
anyway.
Hines, I think is
the guy who was about another guy. But anyway,
right.
All That Jazz. I've forgotten the guy's name. Anyway. Roy Scheider was the actor, and he was playing this guy who was, you know, high on drugs and having to go out and do this dance, these dancing routines, and he would just cover his face and he'd remove his hands and look in the mirror and he'd say, "Showtime."
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
And that's what.
So
it
that's
is.
What I actually do that. I will be sitting here, you know, maybe I've got some kind of issue going on, or somebody will call me to care about that. And I literally will take a deep breath, as you said, and I'll say, "Showtime." And it puts me in a different frame of mind.
And I think that's what everybody should remember.
Yep.
They have the that's. I call it something different. It's called acting as if.
Yeah.
You know, acting as if it were showtime. Acting as if that's the most important customer in the world.
Joanna, I'm thankful for our friendship.
Oh, and I'm so grateful for you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you for all these years. And you're going to come back in January. We're going to celebrate your 12th anniversary.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Joanna. Have a good holiday. Go, and hug up that that new granddaughter.
Oh, thanks.
We'll see you next time. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You're not so
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.